first, we're going to talk with Randy Starks, the Dolphins defensive tackle, joins us in studio. Appreciate that, Randy. Let's, before we even get to the Dolphins, can we get a Davey Broncos update? Well, we saw some of the kids out at the last home game against St. Louis. They were pretty fired up and looking pretty excited about their season.
Yeah, we finished the season 6-5. You know, we lost like 4 in a row, so it's good to finish season on a winning record.
All right, so there you go. You finish above 500 with the kids. Randy sponsors the Davey Broncos youth football program. So you got their team above 500. You got the Dolphins now above 500. It's amazing, obviously. I mean, you look back now, 7 games, Dolphins 4-3. Last year, 7 games, the Dolphins were 0-7. I mean, the juxtaposition is obvious. How nice is it right now to kind of be with this team at this point in the season and say, yeah, we got a winning record?
It feels pretty good. You know, we start off 1-3. And to be in this situation, you know, to be in the playoff hunt, it feels real good. You know, we put ourselves in the hole, but just to be in the picture is a good thing.
Randy, you're playing outstanding football. Congratulations on that, number one. I want to know if you could share with us how things are changing when it comes to how people are playing against you now. Some of the things they're saying against you now, can you notice a difference that they're paying that much more attention to you?
Well, you know, in the pass rush, I'm on Cam Wake's side, so, you know, they feel as though they have two good pass rushers. So sometimes he might catch a slip, and I'm a chip block, and I might catch a slide. But things like that. Other than that, you know, you can't game plan the whole defensive line. It's hard to do that. So it's opened up a lot of opportunities, especially with the ends.
Everything with you guys starts defending the running game. And that's what you try to do, make teams one-dimensional. And really, other than a couple runs that they've broken off in the last couple of games, I mean, you guys have just been shutting people down. Do you feel the frustration on their side sometimes when they're trying to run the football against you?
You can see that. You know, they try to load the blocks up, the lineup, like last week with the Jets. They try to bring an extra tackle in, you know, and they still couldn't get it run. You know, kind of some of us guys were kind of upset that they bust that long run. That kind of messed up our rush defense for the day. But overall, you know, I'm proud of this defense. I like the way we're improving. We're just getting better every week.
Randy Starks is with us. Starks Island came back in the Cincinnati game. He came up with an interception. I thought maybe you're going to have another one the other day against Mark Sanchez. First of all, take us through that one. And are you still trash-talking the DBs? Because you're going to be up there with the interception leaders on this team when all is said and done.
Today I was at the jug machine with them. I was trying to show them how to catch the ball.
Good stuff with Randy Starks. Paul Solia.
Oh, yeah, but Paul Solia, I thought that was going to be an interception.
It should have been.
Because the ball never hit the ground, right?
His arm wasn't coming forward, I think, is why they called it. But nonetheless, Big Paul showed some good hands the other day.
It's good, but I think Casey Roger, he likes it. That is a sack fumble because it shows him the sheet as a sack. So he don't want the interception.
It's funny how everybody has their own priorities when it comes to something like that. You mentioned working on the jugs machine. I mean, is this something that, as a group, the defensive line is really into, you know, this year especially?
We do it as a, you know, jokingly, trying to show the DBs we have hands just as good as them. But at the same time, you know, it's getting any better. You don't know when the opportunity comes. You know, some of those D linemen, we have to drop and pass coverage. So it's going to help us in the long run.
What kind of speed you put it on there on the jugs?
Whatever speed they have it on, same speed they use.
You don't have them wide receiver hands, do
you? Sticky, man.
Those fingers get all broken up there. Makes it tough to catch, doesn't it?
I can catch now. He's some good hands.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Every locker room, you just talked about jokingly you guys do some things, but inside every locker room, there's a very competitive spirit that goes on. And this defense as a unit, you guys are playing outstanding across the board. So where's that competitive spirit coming inside the locker room? The DBs, the linebackers, the defensive line, who's winning that battle of the trash talking it?
I say it's even right now. Some of the DBs might go in there and get a sack.
Because they could talk.
They talk a lot. I think that's in every team. But, you know, they go out there and make a sack. We get mad at them. You know, hey, that's our play. You know, we get paid to do that, not you guys. Mm-hmm. And we said they're getting an interception, and they get mad about that. So it's kind of fun. Everybody's making plays.
Good.
Defensive line looks like they're trying to get the Gangnam-style dance going after sacks. I know Vernon did it after the touchdown. Who's the ringleader, you know, when it comes to that whole thing? I saw Cam was working it pretty good today.
OV, he's the one that started it. Okay. You know, he was talking about it during the game. So I think that's the thing we're going to do as a D-line. Besides Cam Wake, he has his own celebration.
Yeah, and Audric has his thing, although I don't know if we're going to continue to see that.
Is that what Solio tried to do, the same dance?
He was doing the same thing. Big fella was doing it.
We saw him practicing it during the stretch line today. Right? We might have even gotten a little bit of footage of that for later on. How big of a goal is it for you? And obviously, I know the wins come first and sort of the week in, week out, you know, focusing on this opponent. But you go to the Pro Bowl last year. How much of a goal is it to try and get back to Hawaii this season?
That's anybody's goal. That's one thing you put as an individual. You know, I want to go back across the water. You know, it was a good feeling. You know, I want to get back there. But at the same time, for me to be successful individually, I think as a team, if we win, I think everybody on the team will get recognized.
And what's your biggest challenge looking at the Indianapolis Colts this week from an individual standpoint of what you have to get done and then overall as a unit? What's your biggest challenge?
For the most part, their offense is not hard. They have a few plays, but they run them good. So the main thing is we have to get to the quarterback because he could run, and we have to keep him in the pocket. And he's very accurate with his throws. So if we keep the pressure on him and keep him off balance, we'll be fine.
Mm-hmm. Randy, you guys look like a very confident football team. You've won three straight here, and then – something about this league, when you win, especially when you start stringing wins together, that confidence just grows. And the more confident you are sometimes, the better you play. Do you see this team just continuing to get better and better each and every week?
I think you've seen that this game. You know, a lot of guys out there making plays and dancing, you know, kind of feeling themselves. Yep. So, you know, it's been a while since we had, you know, games where we're winning in a row. It's been a long time we had that around here. So right now it feels good. Like I said, it put us back in the playoff hunt. And, you know, this is a different season now.
How good did it feel about the third quarter? You looked up in the stands and half of the Jet fans already left the building.
I felt pretty good. You know, I started asking the fans, where you guys going? Been in the traffic?
I guess they had the excuse of trying to get home for the storm. That's what everybody was saying. Oh, we got to pack up the house and bring in the lawn furniture.
They were watching the storm.
Yeah, exactly. Randy Starks is with us. I know you got young kids. Halloween, a big night, you know, in your house? A lot of candy?
A little bit, you know.
What does the Starks family give away for Halloween?
I don't give away anything. I'm taking my son out trick-or-treating.
Oh,
I like
it. I'm not going to be home.
You got to leave the bowl out or something.
Turn the light out.
If not.
They still ring the doorbell, lights out.
All right, time for the fan question of the week presented by the Cayman Islands. It was submitted on Dolphins.com by Serge from Michigan, and he wants to know, Randy Starks, the biggest difference between playing tackle in this 4-3 defense and playing end in the 3-4 defense?
Playing tackle in a 4-3, everything happens so fast. You know, you're right near the ball. There's not too much space between you and the offensive lineman, so you have to be quick on your reads, whereas, you know, defense end, the tackle further off the ball, so it might take one or two steps more to develop.
Makes a lot of sense to me. Randy Starks playing outstanding football for the Dolphins so far here in 2012. Always good to have you come in. Appreciate you spending a few minutes for us and have fun trick-or-treating tonight.
I appreciate that.